We go to Maria, listening in Chandler, Arizona, on 1310 AM, Immaculate Heart Radio. Maria, your question for Steve Ray.
Hello. What I would like to know is, at the time of Mary and Joseph, when they got engaged, I think that the women already belong to the man, right? But is that
yes.
including the intimate relations, you know, between a man and a woman?
Very good question. Very good question. And I'll tell you, Maria, you have a great name for the topic today. I love it. You know, in biblical times, her name was not Maria. They would have called her Miriam with a rolling of the R, Miriam. It was after Moses' sister who was named Miriam. So you have a great name. Anyway, in biblical times and still pretty much in the Middle East today, what we call engagement would more be thought of as a betrothal. You know, in America, you take your girlfriend out to Wendy's or McDonald's, you give her a cheap ring and you ask her to marry you. She said, okay. You go home and tell your parents, hey, we're getting married. And it's as simple as that. In these days, in the Jewish culture, and even in the culture of Christians in the Middle East today, and I know because I've been involved in this, the engagement is more of a betrothal. It's a legal action where it's all involving the family. Mother and father come together. The priest is involved in the situation. No boy is even going out with a girl without having parental permission, and the family's getting together and agreeing to this relationship. There's no such thing as dating. It was courtship. And when they finally decided that they would like to get married, it was something the parents were involved in. And the engagement ceremony is actually done in the church with the family. Sometimes the families are 500 people. So imagine you're all together for this betrothal. She comes dressed like a bride. The family brings gold and silver and put it on her like necklaces and rings and things. So it's an old, old tradition that if the husband dies, the girl will have all of these silver and gold and jewels from the family as her dowry, as her like her savings account. But once you are betrothed, you are legally, there's no turning back at that point. It's as good as done. You are married in the sense of legally married, but you don't live together yet. So therefore, there is no sexuality involved yet. There's no living together yet. She still lives with her family. He still lives with his family. And maybe a year later, they have the wedding, and it takes a week. Not only did it take a week then, we know it did because in John chapter 2 it said that there was a wedding, and on the third day of the wedding, weddings took a week, and they still do in the Middle East today. And at that point, the families meet each other, 500 or so come together and meet each other, and then comes the wedding, and after the wedding, then they go off on their honeymoon, and then they have sexual relations and consummate the wedding. But during the engagement period, the betrothal, no, they're still living separate, and they have to live chaste lives and not have relations of that way with each other.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Maria.
And by the way, Maria, that's why Joseph was upset. Because he found out that Mary was pregnant, and he knew it wasn't him, and he didn't know what had happened, and he was ready to divorce her, it says, even though they weren't living together. He was going to set her aside for her own sake and to not embarrass her and so on. But the angel said, no, don't worry, because this was not anything naughty Mary did. This is by the Holy Spirit, and you should feel very safe and comfortable to take her. And then Joseph married her after that.
Thank you, Maria. I hope that was helpful.